Russian voters heading to the polls for the last day of their three-day presidential election. Vladimir Putin expected to win another 6 years in office after facing no significant opposition. Several people were detained during the three-day election for vandalism, including pouring green dye into ballot boxes and setting fires. Dave Packer, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's concern artificial intelligence could cause problems for the 2024 elections. Alex Gonzalez reports.
Shauna Broussard is a commissioner with the Federal Election Commission and contends disclosure efforts are an effective way to inform voters, but not infringe on First Amendment rights.
There's a big controversy that deals with First Amendment rights when you're dealing with speech, and particularly when dealing with political speech. But one thing that the courts have said that when it comes to disclosure, disclaimers are still okay.
Broussard says while a number of states have passed AI-related legislation, it should be regulated at the federal level. Digital watermarking and other alternatives have also been suggested, which Broussard says is a step in the right direction, but not sufficient to solve the problems AI is causing. Daryl West is a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution. He says while AI has presented unique and new challenges and does support legislation, he argues holding bad actors accountable with existing laws could be part of the solution.
We need to enforce them. We need to start prosecuting the worst offenders.
The Brookings Institution has also published a list of best practices for state election officials to follow, which include facilitating dialogue with voters and the public around potential challenges of AI, training election staff to use AI tools appropriately, as well as testing for and mitigating potential AI dangers before launching AI tools and services. I'm Alex Gonzalez. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Wisconsin headed to the finals. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers with a huge upset, beating number 3-ranked Purdue 76-75 in overtime. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously a terrific game, a terrific win for our team against a terrific Purdue team. The determination, the depth that we had to play with because of fouls, how guys stepped up and helped each other out, the execution out of timeouts, and at the end, the defensive play Chucky made there at the end to get a charge. You know, I can go down the list. Just a terrific March game. Excited to watch these guys mature and grow, and they're playing their best basketball right now. This is where you want to be.
So the Badgers take on Illinois today at 2:30 in the finals for the Big Ten tournament at the Target Center in Minneapolis. In the Big East finals yesterday, Marquette losing to number 2-ranked UConn 73-57. The Golden Eagles finished the season with a record of 25-9. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of light snow, otherwise clouds and highs in the mid-20s. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20, gusting to 25. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low teens, slight chance of light snow, still a bit breezy. For Monday, mostly cloudy and 31. Currently, 20 degrees.
This week on Viewpoints.
The sunlight gets weird. You can feel things changing. The birds are going crazy.
The rare cosmic event coming up soon that you don't want to miss. Then,
to think that Russian athletes are held to the same standard as other athletes is incredibly naive and frankly foolish.
Russia's long history of cheating at the Olympic Games. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Picture your perfect KFC meal. Then, picture the perfect price. You're thinking of the $20 taste of KFC meal. Everything you love about KFC in one meal. 6 pieces of original recipe chicken. 4 sides, including creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet corn, fresh coleslaw, and cheesy mac and cheese. And don't forget 4 flaky biscuits. The $20 taste of KFC meal. All your favorites for just $20. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Where will you be on Monday, April 8th? If it's looking like a routine post-weekend Monday, you might want to consider playing hooky. On the afternoon of April 8th, a total solar eclipse will be visible along a wide diagonal stretch of the U.S. spanning several southern, Midwest, and East Coast states. The last time a full eclipse took place was in 2017 along a remote western stretch of the country. This time, it's visible over several populated areas with dozens of towns and cities falling within its path. If you miss this one in April, scientists say you'll have to wait until 2044 for the next total eclipse in the U.S. Thinking back, you may remember seeing a partial solar eclipse back in 2017. This is when the moon covers a portion of the sun, leaving behind a crescent shape. In a total solar eclipse, this goes one step further as the moon perfectly passes between the sun and Earth, and for a few short minutes, the circular face of the sun is completely covered. For science journalist and author David Barron, this astronomical phenomenon is unlike anything else.
I'm a science guy. I'm not a spiritual or religious person. I tend to think very logically. But the total solar eclipse was a spiritual experience. I felt connected to the universe in all of its immensity in a way I never had before.
David Barron is a former science correspondent at NPR and the author of American Eclipse. He's seen 8 total solar eclipses in his life. The first was on a beach in Aruba in 1998. He still remembers how he felt in the minutes leading up to the cosmic event.
About 10, 15 minutes before the total eclipse, it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. Strange things were happening. Daylight just took on a weird cast. Colors didn't look right. Shadows became very strange. On a typical day, shadows have fuzzy edges. As a total eclipse is about to begin, shadows become weirdly sharp. I mean, if you have the sun over your shoulder projecting a shadow of your head onto the ground, as a total eclipse is approaching, you can see the individual hairs on your head projected onto the ground. It's like everything's in bold relief. And then as the total eclipse set in, it was as if someone had just turned off the lights. I mean, daylight just dropped away, and I knew now it was the total eclipse. I couldn't see anything more through the eclipse glasses, and I took my eclipse glasses off because this is the only time it is safe to look toward the sun with the naked eye, and that's during a total eclipse. And I looked in the sky, and I felt like I was on another planet. This was no sky I had ever seen before in my life.
Barron says the sky isn't pitch dark, but it feels like twilight with hues of purple and gray overhead and an orange sunset all around. You can see some stars, and there are also some planets that come into clear view.
I could see 3 planets that time. I could see Mercury, I could see Venus, I could see Jupiter. So here were the planets along the plane of the solar system. I could see them all lined up. And there among the planets, I saw this object that was just strange and wondrous and absolutely gorgeous. It looked like a crown or a wreath shining out in space that was woven out of kind of silvery thread. And that is the sun's outer atmosphere. It's called the solar corona. And it just was dazzling. And it looked nothing like any sun I had ever seen before, but I knew intellectually that I was looking at the sun and I was looking at the planets together. So it was as if I had left our solar system and was looking back, and I could see how the planets revolve around the sun. It was surreal.
And each total solar eclipse is a bit different depending on a variety of factors like the angle of the moon, where you're viewing it from, or the weather conditions that day. For generations, humans have looked up to the sky in awe of this phenomenon. Early scientists also saw it as an opportunity to learn more about our sun and solar system. Go back to 1878, and a young Thomas Edison traveled to the Wild West to see it himself.
He was 31 years old. He was just getting started as an inventor, and he had just become a global celebrity because he invented the phonograph, which was an absolute sensation. Well, Thomas Edison, at this stage, decided he wanted to be more than an inventor. He really wanted to show himself a serious scientist, and he traveled west with some professors, some academic scientists who were going to study the eclipse, and he brought along an invention that he came up with specifically to study the eclipsed sun, something he called the tezimeter, that was going to detect if the solar corona, the bizarre and beautiful halo that appears around the sun at a total eclipse, to see if it gave off not just light, but also heat, which might provide some clues as to what this thing in the sky is.
Today, thanks to Thomas Edison and other scientists, it's known that the sun's corona does give off heat and can get as hot as 2 million degrees Fahrenheit, according to NASA. Scientists in the 19th century were also curious about findings that pointed to the presence of an undiscovered planet.
There was good reason to believe that the closest planet to the sun was not Mercury. You know, if you look at a solar system chart today, it goes Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and so on. But solar system charts in the mid-19th century started with a planet called Vulcan. It went Vulcan, Mercury, Venus, Earth. Now, Vulcan was a hypothetical planet. There were many astronomers who believed it had to exist because Mercury's orbit didn't make sense otherwise. Mercury acted as if there was some mass between it and the sun that was tugging it along. Now, no one had ever reliably seen Vulcan, but that wasn't a surprise. If it's that close to the sun, it's going to set with the sun. It's not going to be in the sky at night. And you can't see it in the daytime because it'll be lost in the sun's glare.
So, during the total solar eclipse of 1878, when the sun was fully blocked, scientists jumped at the opportunity to see Vulcan through a telescope.
One of the main characters in my book, an astronomer named James Craig Watson from the University of Michigan, he was a highly respected and highly arrogant man. And he was determined to be the person who would find the planet Vulcan. And when James Craig Watson, after the eclipse of 1878, said he found it, well, everyone believed him. But then questions started to arise about, well, how come no one else saw this planet in that spot during the total eclipse? Well, James Craig Watson would hear none of it. And he was determined to prove that he was right. And in fact, he came up with a crazy idea for how to build a telescope that could find Vulcan during a normal daytime, and worked himself so hard that he ended up collapsing and dying a couple of years later.
Today, we know there's no planet Vulcan, and Mercury is the closest to the sun. So, why is Mercury orbit so different than all of the other planets?
Isaac Newton, his laws, which generally explain how the planets revolve around the sun, when you get really close to the sun, they don't work quite right. And it was Einstein who solved the riddle. It was his general theory of relativity that explained that when you get close to a really massive object like the sun, it actually distorts space and time. And using general relativity and coming up with what the orbit of Mercury should be, Mercury's orbit fits Einstein's equations just right.
Today, there's still so much scientists don't know about this massive star, but what we do know is that next month, on April 8th, if you have the chance, don't miss this rare cosmic event.
You really feel yourself intimately connected with the people around you and with nature around you. So I advise not only, of course, go see the total eclipse, but go with the people you care about. This will be an event that you will remember for the rest of your life.
To find out more about this topic and our guest, David Barron, and all of our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. Also, check out his book, American Eclipse, available online and in select bookstores. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow us at Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, Will Russian athletes be on performance-enhancing drugs at this year's Olympics? When Viewpoints returns.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Join Macy's and Girls, Inc. now during Women's History Month and help empower young women and girls. Throughout March, you can round up your in-store purchase to the nearest dollar or donate online to help us support Girls, Inc. Since 2020, we've raised over $5.7 million to prepare 220,000 Girls, Inc. participants to pursue their dreams. Give back today, shop women-owned brands, and find out how we're creating brighter futures for all at Macy's.com/purpose.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Picture your perfect KFC meal, then picture the perfect price. You're thinking of the $20 taste of KFC meal. Everything you love about KFC in one meal. 6 pieces of original recipe chicken, 4 sides, including creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet corn, fresh coleslaw, and cheesy mac and cheese. And don't forget 4 flaky biscuits. The $20 taste of KFC meal. All your favorites for just $20. KFC, it's finger licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
Earlier this year, the 2022 U.S. Olympic figure skating team was awarded the team event gold medal nearly 2 years after they competed in Beijing. This came after the Court of Arbitration for Sport reached a decision to retroactively disqualify 17-year-old Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva for doping. Valieva tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug called trimetazidine, which medical experts say can improve endurance and stamina. She tested positive for the substance 6 weeks before the Olympics, but in a controversial decision, was still allowed to compete while the investigation unfolded. While the story of Valieva is the most recent controversy, this narrative is nothing new for Russian athletes competing on the world stage.
It actually goes back to 2012, at least, that Russia has tainted the games and every game since 2012, including 22. We then also know at the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympic Games that were held in Russia, they literally were swapping dirty Russian athlete samples who had won medals at those 2014 games. When their samples, their urine samples, were sent to the laboratory that was run by the Russians on site, they literally were passing the dirty urine into a secure room where they unsecured the urine containers, emptied out the dirty urine so it wouldn't test positive, refilled it with clean urine, and then put that back into the Olympic laboratory run by the Russians that then processed it, and they came out negative. So they completely tainted their own games.
That's Travis Tigert, the CEO of the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. To his knowledge, widespread doping among Russian athletes has gone on for at least a decade, with the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics held in Russia being the most egregious example. While doping is a global issue, Russia is unique in the fact that their doping is state-sponsored and their anti-doping agency is non-compliant with the world's anti-doping code.
So to think that Russian athletes are held to the same standard as other athletes is incredibly naive and frankly foolish. And we ought to wake up to the reality that those athletes who live in Russia are not subject to the same standards. They just simply can't be because their national program is not compliant.
If the Russian anti-doping agency refuses to comply, why aren't independent testers set in? Tigert says that with the current war, it's nearly impossible to get third-party verification sent into Russia's borders. and with no oversight, we'll continue to see mishandled cases like Valieva's. In other countries, if an Olympic hopeful tested positive 6 weeks before the Games, the investigation would be resolved before competition began, not 2 years later. And while the rightful medalists have since been crowned, they were robbed of their once-in-a-lifetime moment on the podium. For these reasons, Valieva has received intense backlash, but Tigard says the blame shouldn't be placed squarely on her. In a country where doping is government-sponsored, are athletes really able to say no?
We frankly empathize with athletes who have to try to endure that pressure because it's awfully difficult to be the best without feeling the pressure that the system and the culture of elite level sport puts on you. And we certainly think that they are victims to a large extent. Now, they make their choice, but sometimes the choice, particularly in a place like Russia, if you want to be a sports person, most people would tell you you had to dope in order to be successful.
He adds that Valieva at the time was only 15 when she tested positive for the illegal substance. Sadly, she's not the only case of underage doping. According to the Associated Press, more than 1,400 children and teenagers have tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs since 2012, with the majority of positive tests stemming from Russia, India, and China. When an adult gets caught doping, it's clear that they knew what they were getting into. But the same can't be said in these cases.
The underage use is the most troubling that we see in sports. When an adult makes a decision to use something, barring coercion, they have made a decision for themselves and then they're expected to take responsibility for that. When we see young athletes, particularly those who may not have been aware of what they were using, the reason for using it, or even the repercussions of that use, then we have to ask questions about who's advising them, whether that's coaches, agents, parents, whoever that is. But, when these are people not of majority age, it's hard to hold them accountable in the same way that we hold adults who we expect to be fully understanding of the rules, to hold them to that same standard.
That's April Henning, Assistant Professor of International Sports Management in the Edinburgh Business School at Harriet Watt University in Scotland. Though we can debate who's at fault, either way, Russia's garnered international attention for their rampant cheating, and this will be on display during the 2024 Paris Olympics. Due to their non-compliance with anti-doping regulations, as well as the ongoing war in Ukraine, all Russian athletes will compete under a neutral status rather than representing their home country. Unfortunately, they'll undergo the same testing process as everyone else, and as of now, won't be subject to any stricter requirements.
We will see some out-of-competition tests in the lead-up to the Games, so particularly in that month or so in the run-up to the Games, but then also as the athletes are arriving at the Olympics themselves. Then during the event, there will be a host of sort of post-event testing, so often they will choose the sort of podium finishers and then some others. They will be taken, they will be given their, usually it's a urine test. It can sometimes be a blood test, but it's most often a urine test. So it's down to usually the national anti-doping agency or the regional anti-doping agency for wherever the event is being held. So in this case, I would expect that it would be the French anti-doping agency, potentially working with the international sport governing bodies and potentially some other independent testing agencies as well to collect these samples.
If caught doping, Olympians are automatically disqualified and can face a multi-year ban from their sport. But as these consequences loom over athletes, we know from the past that there are ways to skirt around anti-doping protocols. That's why Tigard and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency are calling for the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, to enforce stricter and more comprehensive testing requirements and punishments.
We've been so outspoken about this Russia situation because Lance Armstrong got caught and got a lifetime ban. Coaches were suspended. Team director was suspended, got lifetime bans. Doctors got lifetime bans. The same hasn't happened to Russia. And the message that that sends, unfortunately, is, hey, even if you get caught red-handed with your hand in the cookie jar and you just get a small slap on the wrist, nothing is going to prevent you from putting your hand back in the cookie jar. And that's why we've been so frustrated by how the system, WADA in particular, as well as the International Olympic Committee, has dealt relatively ineffectively with without putting meaningful consequences in place that will stop the cheating behavior and bring the Olympic movement back to the values that it's founded on, which is respect for your competitors, clean, pure competition that we all can believe in and have confidence in.
The next big test is about 4 months away as the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris kick off at the end of July. To find out more about Travis Tigert, April Henning, and all of our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galanti. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment. Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Picture your perfect KFC meal, then picture the perfect price. You're thinking of the $20 taste of KFC meal. Everything you love about KFC in one meal. 6 pieces of original recipe chicken, 4 sides including creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet corn, fresh coleslaw, and cheesy mac and cheese. And don't forget 4 flaky biscuits. The $20 taste of KFC meal. All your favorites for just $20. KFC, it's finger licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tips, and fees extra.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Earlier this month, about 3,800 criminals escaped from two of Haiti's biggest prisons. Heavily armed gang members launched a coordinated attack by first charging on police stations to distract authorities and then forcefully entering both prisons to open the floodgates. In response, the country declared a temporary state of emergency, asking residents to shelter in place. In the capital city of Port-au-Prince, where the massive jailbreak took place, gangs have moved in to stake their claim to the territory and have formed an alliance, openly stating their plan to overthrow the government by whatever means necessary. This jailbreak is a massive blow to a country that's long struggled with poverty and unrest. From its history as an enslaved colony of France to the generations forced to pay reparations to their former masters, the people of Haiti have faced countless hardships, and today it's been almost 3 years since the assassination of their country's last elected president, and no democratic elections have been held since. Last year, the United Nations reported almost 4,000 Haitians killed and 3,000 kidnapped from gang-related violence. Basic utilities like clean water and electricity are unreliable, and the economy continues to shrink. The current president, Ariel Henry, who assumed power after the assassination, is relying on outside armed forces to restore order to Port-au-Prince. However, even if this happens, the future of the country remains much in limbo. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. I've always been drawn to science fiction filmmaking. In part, that's because it allows the audience an avenue to explore those same questions humans have been asking for generations. Movies like Interstellar and Contact help us question the nature of the universe and family and, heck, even ourselves. A film like Arrival can explore so much about humanity and our behavior by looking at people through the prism of an alien race. Sometimes these stories can be scary or funny or adventurous, but at the end of the day, they're all just tales we tell each other around a fire, asking questions and proposing answers. Classics in the genre like 2001: A Space Odyssey and Solaris can often be seen as difficult or confusing. They may run long, sometimes they have subtitles or outdated visual effects, but they can actually be quite simple and incredibly rewarding if audiences go in understanding they may leave with more questions than answers. Gattaca is another sci-fi movie that gives audiences something of a moral quandary to consider. As technology advances and human beings become more and more in control of everything around us, some big questions await. And sometimes, like in the case of the movie Annihilation, sci-fi can just be one big expedition with new terrors and delights around every corner. Sci-fi is a genre that aspires to prompt thought and discussion, and for that reason, there's always going to be an audience for it. I'm Evan Rook.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Get your Irish green on at Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, with the largest selection of St. Patrick's Day swag in the county, starting at just 99 cents.
Girl, it's high time, I tell you, no more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you and me. We're the same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a how feel thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing. Park
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring your drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Said that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say?
Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
a winner.
The BC Auto Repair Towing Recovery in Prentice, Wisconsin. Meet Paul and the whole doggy gang. Purchase 4 new tires this March and get a complimentary standard alignment. Enjoy free tire rotations for the life of your tires with a 3-year road hazard warranty and 1-year nationwide roadside assistance on Falcon tires. Ensure your family's safety with ADAS, Advanced Driver Assistance Systems Calibration. Proper calibration is crucial to your vehicle's safety features to work effectively. Get $40 off this service this month. Call 715-428-2545 to speak with a BC Auto Repair ADAS expert and protect your vehicle with fluid film protection. Located 3 miles east of the intersections of Highway 8 and County Road A in Prentice, Wisconsin.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of light snow, otherwise clouds and highs in the mid-20s. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20, gusting to 25. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low teens, slight chance of light snow, still a bit breezy. For Monday, mostly cloudy and 31. Currently, 20 degrees.
That's my station, 98Q Country.
Waking up in my college dorm. Yeah, my life, it was pretty normal. Looking for a date to the spring formal. Wasn't worried about nothing else, no. Majoring and undecided. Notebook full of bad songs I was writing. Never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes. You can't stop it, just hop on the train. And you never know what's gonna happen. You make your plans and you hear God laughing. Life changes. And I wouldn't change it for the world. The world, oh no. And I wouldn't change it for the world. The world, oh no. I bought a ring and she said I do. But everybody else said, man, you're 22. What you trying to prove? Hey, why don't you wait? Cause I've been waiting on her since the second grade, yeah. And now she got her own set of fans. Got a blue check mark by her Instagram. And I wrote a little song about holding her hand. And now everybody wanna die. From Uganda, that's right, we're adopting. And she is the cutest little girl that you ever seen. Well, I was wrapping my head around being a dad. A big wrench got thrown in the plans we thought we had.
212. Now, hey, what can you say? Funny.
Girl, she'll wreck your world and leave before the morning.
ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends. 'Cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got, even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot.
peaked in high school.